Today is Friday. Well, today, tonight my time, and today is October 22nd of 2004. And I am very, very grateful that today is Friday. It's been a very long week, and it's been one hell of a start to the weekend, I'll tell you that much. I'll get into the whole story behind that in just a little bit, but today's going to be a bit like the last episode that I brought you. It's going to be a little more music-driven and inspired a little bit by our favorite person in the whole wide world of podcasting, kind of Adam Curry's, his situation with his mother and recent diagnosis of lung cancer. It just kind of inspired me to kind of do something a little more with the reason why I enjoy the things that I do and where things in life have kind of brought me, and getting through those times with the music that I so dearly love and enjoy. So I'm going to start it out right now with this track, and it's by a band that I've mentioned before on other podcasts or other episodes, but this is Sebado. It's called On Fire. This is Radio Zoom.
My opinion could change today, but I'm responsible anyway. The second to third hand information that complicates the complication. And I don't think before I speak, and I don't know how far my words reach. So
actually off of their album Harmacy, Sebado with the song On Fire, of course. And they are still around somewhere out in this world. Lou Barlow does his thing with Folk Implosion, and I think they still kind of get together to do Subido projects, but you don't see them readily doing their thing anymore. But I just discovered those guys working at the college radio station where I so fondly got my start in this whole weird and odd business known as radio. And a lot happened working at that station. I made a lot of friends, but as you make friends, you make enemies. And you learn how to deal with people. You learn how to live with yourself. And at the same time, you grow. And you do become an adult, even though it's the place is seen as a place for kids to hang out and just, you know, play on the radio and play all that weird stuff that no one ever listens to. And, you know, it's 100 watts. Signal doesn't go out very far, but I don't know. That song speaks a lot of words that, you say things that you don't necessarily mean, and you just speak your mind, but people interpret things and hold things that you say, and you wish you could take them back, and you make enemies, and there's just people that come and go out of your life that you kind of wish that you wouldn't have left them, or they wouldn't have left you. But that's just how life is. Life goes on, and things progress. And let's see, I've got a few other tracks here that I want to play and kind of come back. And it's kind of somber, kind of sad. But that little 100-watt college radio station took up a lot of my time. And this next track was in the midst of a very, very difficult time, because I started out as a lowly little DJ doing my overnight shift. Actually, it was a very early morning shift on Saturday mornings. But, you know, everybody goes through it. I worked my ranks up to being production director, then I became ops, operations director, which basically meant chief engineer, in the middle of a year that we relocated the entire station, and I kind of single-handedly put it back together in an adventure that I had no clue where to start, how I even started, but somehow I did it, and it was probably one of the biggest accomplishments I've ever done in my entire life. And I learned a lot, and that's where it's gotten me today, working where I do, learning a lot, getting a lot of cuts, getting a lot of bruises. And in that time, I broke up with my girlfriend of 5 years, and my grandfather died, all within the time span of about a month. It was really hard. It was really, really difficult times. There's a lot of times where I thought about just quitting school and going home and living with mom and dad, because it was the easy way out, and I didn't know if my body could handle anymore. You know, you try to find a sanctuary in the bottom of a bottle, and I'll tell you, it's not there. But I can tell you that with this next track, I can tell you exactly where I was the time that I was listening to it as I was crossing the street, that, you know, stress had gotten to me so much. This is after my grandfather passed away and after the split up had happened, and I was still in the midst of trying to make sure everything was being put back together, putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. There were still a few loose ends, and I was still working on the weekends, and I can tell you that exactly where I was. Crossing the street, and I felt like my body just wanted to give up in the middle of a crosswalk, and I had my headphones on listening to this song that I'm going to play for you right now. This is Death Cab for Cutie, and title track is the name of the song. This is Radio Zoo.
Touch the lead to the pages of your name.
I realize that Death Cab for Cutie is such a sissy fallback, but the significance, and oh yes, always with the significance, but being, it was that moment that I was listening to that song in my headphones as I was walking home from the station that day, and the day had started out so bright and sunny, and I you know, dressed wrong for the occasion, had pants and jeans and a jacket on. Because I went in the morning, and a few nights before, I had left a jacket and a stocking cap down at the station, and I went in that morning. I had a slew of wiring that I had to take care of that just to help the signal get out to the public a little better. And by the time I got out of there late afternoon, fall had suddenly decided to descend upon the face of the earth. There was like a 30-degree temperature drop, and I had to wear this jacket and the stocking cap, and it was just such a sad moment that, you know, summer was officially gone. The cold had entered. The timing of the stress of school and working a part-time job on top of being who I was at the radio station, on top of, you know, losing my grandfather, and on top of being alone again after about 5 years, it was kind of taxing. I just was crossing the street listening to that song, and I remember feeling that my body just wanted to stop, and I was very fortunate that it didn't happen, but it was such an odd experience. I pray that I never, ever experience it again. But losing my grandfather was probably one of the roughest moments of my life that I didn't even know that was happening at the time. It was happening in the middle of putting this thing back together that I had no map, no way of knowing if I was doing it right, except for if it didn't sound right, I knew things weren't working right. And in the middle of it all, he passed away, and I was a pallbearer along with my brothers and my cousins. That was his final request. And so I drove down the day of the wake, the morning of the wake. The funeral was the next day because, you know, I had to drive down the day of the wake because it's the only time I could get away because I was under pressure to get all the equipment put together before the start of the fall semester. Got everything put together I just left everything how it was, hopped in the car, went down the day of the wake. Next morning, got up. Funeral. I carried him to his grave, went to the reception, and then by that late afternoon, I was back in the car heading back north. And the next day, I took a little time off, but the next day after I got back, I was back to putting everything together. So things were stressful, to say the least. That's, you know, it's the way life goes, and it's the way life is, and I've been through it, but it's nice to remember that. It's nice to never forget. You never dwell on it. And I look back on those times and really, really think about, you know, how fortunate I am to be where it is that I am, wherever, whatever is going on right now. I couldn't even tell you, but I'm in a career that I've been wanting to do since I was about 12. And I feel very fortunate. Which brings us to this next track that I want to play, and it's a band by the name of The Format, and the song's called On Your Porch on Radio Zoom.
I was on your porch, the smoke sank into my skin. So I came inside to be with you. And we talked all night about everything you could imagine. Cause come the morning I'll be gone. And as our eyes start to close, thank you. dad was sick. My mom, she cared for him. Her love, it nursed him back to life. And me, I ran. I couldn't even look at him, for fear I'd have to say goodbye. And as I start to leave, grabs me by the shoulder and he tells me what's left to lose. You've done enough, and if you fail, well, then you fail, but not to us. 'Cause these last 3 years, I know they've been hard. It's time to get out of the desert and into the sun, even if it's alone. So now here I sit in a hotel off a sunset, oh, my thoughts bounce off of Sam's guitar. And that's the way it's been ever since we were kids. But now, now we've got something to prove. And their eyes, but tell me something, can they see mine? 'Cause what's left to lose? I've done enough, and if I fail, well, then I fail, but I gave it a shot in these last 3 years. It's time to get out of the desert and into the sun. It sank into my skin.
The format with On Your Porch, and there's a lot of meaning within that song that I think it can apply to anyone. I wish I could say that being in a 5-year relationship, that everything, once everything was said and done, that it was a peaceful split up, but that's far from the truth. And I was actually thinking about it today, and she took my roller hockey stuff, and I think she pawned it to buy drugs. So that kind of tells you a little bit about how things kind of ended. She's long gone, and you know, a lot of times you find that people have lingering feelings or thoughts, and if anything, there's thoughts, but, you know, it's all about moving on and becoming strong enough to be alone. And that can apply to losing a loved one through death or through separation or divorce. You know, it's all about gearing up and taking the world on with a you know, a stronger heart and holding your head up. And I found a lot of solace within that track by the format. It's kind of healing. It's good to listen to, I think, sad music every once in a while. And like I said, it's good to remember. Dwelling, yeah, that's another story. You got to move on, and you got to keep going. This next one, I want to play because I want to play it. But more so the fact that I've met this guy numerous times. The band's called Swearing at Motorists, and they're a great group of guys, and I remind myself now of him because he would talk about these people that had hurt him, and he's such a rock and roll type of guy. Smokes a lot of marijuana, but that's another story. It's a two-man group, kind of like the Black Keys. It's two guys, a drummer and a guitar player. This track is called Dog with a Lampshade Head. And it's just another one of those therapeutic songs. Radio Zoom. With a lampshade head. And I guess part of the reason why I wanted to play that track was because, you know, there was a 5 years, but then after 5 years there has to come something else, and something else did come along for 11 months, and for the longest time I couldn't commit myself because I just couldn't. It was just one of those deals. I was very set coming out of that fall. You know, I wasn't getting as high as I could. I was getting as drunk as I could. Not all the time, but Mom and Dad knew not to call me. Sometime after Friday afternoon, and, you know, I wouldn't be able to be reached until about sometime on Sunday because I was, you know, going out hardcore during that time. And but I got the best grades of my college career that semester. It was kind of strange that way. But, you know, I worked really hard during the weeks. I worked hard at my job, I worked hard at the station, and I worked hard in school. Can you say stress? Because come about New Year's, it was kind of a moment of clarity to kind of refocus things. And I, well, All the friends that me and the 5 years shared, I basically stopped hanging out with because it was just a bad time, and they were just not the right crowd to be for me to hang out with if I wanted to get my things together and do this life thing. So I kind of stopped those ways, and my body kind of made me pay for it, and things kind of shut down on me. And about that time, I met someone else, and commitment was a problem. Depression became a problem. That was one hellacious of a ride, I'll tell you that much. It was one of those things that hurt in the end, but you know, by that time, you kind of learn, even though it takes a good kick in the head, but you keep going and you keep pushing, and you keep holding your head up, and you take what you have and you make the best of it. And that's what I'm trying to do with my life now, and that's what this whole thing is all about. That's what the website's about. It's about keeping myself out of trouble. It's about informing people about my life, people that care, be it whoever it is. And it also allows those anonymous people that I've left behind, they can see how I'm doing, because things are pretty good. And things are, you know, no matter what happens, I know what failure feels like. But even if I fail, I've given it a shot. And that's very important to me. And I have a real problem with people that settle for life, what life gives them. And I have a real problem for people that don't really work hard and will just kind of, whatever. I don't find myself being somebody like that. And so I keep going and I keep pushing and I keep doing what I'm doing. So moving into this last track, and we're going to end this very solemn kind of in-depth, kind of insightful kind of thing that's been going on. I really didn't have anything planned out, except I had these songs that I thought were kind of good to kind of portray a little bit of a backstory. And there's always a lot more to the story. And a lot of my friends say I talk too much, and maybe I dwell on this. But as I said, it's good to stop and remember. And it's not that I, you know, anything depressing in my life right now. I just like to keep it in my memory, so that way, very keen to keep my eyes open and avoiding it for the next time. So thinking about the next time, I want to play this track by Say Hi to Your Mom. There's bigger things on the horizon, bigger things to be done, and I'll be damned, I want to do it. So that's how I feel when I listen to this song by Say Hi to Your Mom. The song's called Let's Talk About Spaceships. And this has been Radio Zoom. We'll check you later. Adios.
And what's that saying again? The only words and words can't kill me. Spaceships are anything except you and me, okay? Let's talk about spaceships or anything except you and me, okay? Let's talk about spaceships or anything except you and me, okay? Let's talk about spaceships or anything except you and me, okay? Let's talk about spaceships or anything except you.
Radio Zoom Podcast is a product of the Autohertz.net weblog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@autohertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, autohertz.net. Radio Zoom.